As you're turning to Psalm 68, I'll remind you that our psalm meditations are designed to direct your attention to a new psalm so that throughout this month, as we meditate on it, as we learn it, that we will see the mighty acts of God on our behalf. I'll be especially pointing out Jesus Christ to you so that as we sing these words from the Old Testament, that we would understand that Jesus Christ is a mighty King. It's a longer psalm, but I'm going to read it in its entirety. I want you to listen especially for several things. I want you to listen for words that describe the power of God. That's what this psalm is about. It praises God for His great power. You'll also hear words that describe our God as a King, which is related to His power. So listen for those things as I read Psalm 68. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, a song. Let God arise, let His enemies be scattered. Let those also who hate Him flee before Him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Sing to God. Sing praises to His name. Extol Him who rides on the clouds. By His name, Yah, and rejoice before Him. A father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in His holy habitation. God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when You went out before Your people, when You marched through the wilderness, the earth shook. The heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You, O God, sent a plentiful rain, whereby You confirmed Your inheritance. Your inheritance when it was weary. Your congregation dwelt in it. You, O God, provided from Your goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those who proclaimed it. Kings of armies flee. They flee. And she who remains at home divides the spoil. Though you lie down among the sheepfolds, you will be like the wings of a dove covered with silver and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Zalmon. A mountain of God is the mountain of Bashan. A mountain of many peaks is the mountain of Bashan. Why do you fume with envy, you mountains of many peaks? This is the mountain which God desires to dwell in. Yes, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of thousands. The Lord is among them as in Sinai, in the holy place. You have ascended on high. You have led captivity captive. You have received gifts among men, even from the rebellious, that the Lord God might dwell there. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation. Our God is the God of salvation, and to God the Lord belongs escape from death. But God will wound the head of His enemies, the hairy scalp of one who still goes on in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, that your foot may crush them in blood, and the tongues of your dogs may have their portion from your enemies. They have seen your procession, O God, the procession of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. Among them were the maidens playing timbrels. Bless God in the congregations, the Lord from the foundation of Israel. there is little Benjamin, their leader, the princes of Judah and their company, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Your God has commanded your strength. Strengthen, O God, what you have done for us. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings will bring presents to you. Rebuke the beasts of the reeds, the herd of bulls with the calves of the peoples. Till everyone submits himself with pieces of silver. Scatter the people who delight in war. Envoys will come out of Egypt. Ethiopia will quickly stretch out her hand to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises to the Lord, to him who rides on the heaven of heavens which were of old. Indeed, he sends out his voice, a mighty voice. Ascribe strength to God. His excellence is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, you are more awesome than your holy places. The God of Israel is he who gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. I encourage you to listen for indications of God's power and of his kingdom in this psalm. That's what David does. He calls us as his people to recognize how great God is. I'd like to draw your attention to three specific ways that David points out God's power. The first and foremost one of those today is that God is a victorious king who rules over the whole world. I find this a very appropriate psalm for us to sing throughout this month when we'll be celebrating Easter. It's a time where we remember that Jesus Christ was welcomed into Jerusalem to the shouts of praise as one who has come as the King of Kings. Do you remember the crowds that came and they laid their cloaks and palm branches in front of Jesus Christ? And they said, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Zion." Psalm 68 takes up the imagery of the kingship of our Lord, and it's the kingship especially of Jesus Christ for which we praise him. He uses the language of battle, as is often the case in the Psalms. It starts off by saying, "Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered in front of him. Let them be blown away like smoke before the wind. Let them melt like wax in front of a flame." Imagine the children can especially understand that one. You know what it's like when you light a birthday candle and it just kind of melts away? That's what happens to God's enemies in front of him. They're nothing. There's no way an enemy can stand against God, which makes the power of Christ and his purpose to come that much more significant. Because Jesus came and he laid down his life in front of the enemies, where he could have called and commanded thousands of angels to come and to wipe away his enemies. He came and he laid down his life before his enemies on behalf of his enemies. Jesus Christ came and he gave his life for you and for me. So that instead of being God's enemies who are blown away, we become the people of God. That's the second aspect of the power of God that comes up in this psalm. The Lord acts as a mighty king so as to save his people. He leads his people in companies to come and to worship him. The middle of this psalm is like standing in a parade, and you can hear them saying, like in verse 27, "Look, there's Benjamin, the littlest one, and he's leading the company. And there's the princes of Judah and their company, and Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali." You can hear this this parade taking place that's coming in to worship the Lord. And we are part of that parade because of what Christ has done for us. God has sent His Son to save His people. As you read through Psalm 68 and as you sing it this month, think of how Jesus is a mighty King who has come and has saved His people. Finally, the other aspect that this psalm brings out that I would lay before you today is the mercy that He has to the poor. Here again, I think of ourselves. David speaks of God being a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows. Those that are bound, He leads out in prosperity. The poor, He blesses. God has commanded His Son to come to save His own, and to lift up those that are downcast, who are trodden down. Spiritually speaking, we are those God has come to save. We are those that Christ came and laid His life down for. And right in the middle of this psalm then, I would have you see this great King who not only laid His life down, but in verse 18 says He has ascended on high and led captivity captive. Paul quotes this very verse in Ephesians to describe the triumph of Jesus over His enemies and the benefit that that brings to you, His church. Jesus is the one who has ascended on high, and He is the one who has led us forth in a train of victory. And He is the one who then turns and bestows gifts on the church. As you think of God's great power, think of Jesus Christ as your King, the one who's come to save you as His people, the one who's been merciful to the poor, and who has given gifts to the church. Let's sing Psalm 68, continuing to sing in this psalm. We'll sing the selection D, and then later the last segment there that is all full of praise for our great and mighty King. Psalm 68D, please stand to praise God.